the rest of the story. Suddenly he remembered Scrimshaw. From his boyhood living by the sea, he had heard of the art of Scrimshaw. He had seen some carvings on bone or tusk or the teeth of whales, etchings scratched with knife or needle, then filled in with ink or lamp black. Ancient mariners had relieved the boredom of long years at sea on a whaling ship by engraving on whatever materials the likenesses of their ships or other ships or scenes of home. Scrimshaw had been of little interest to him until now, but now it's an August night in 1943. He's the captain of a warship, and his ship has been sunk. With his men, he has found sanctuary on a tiny coral island. But, cut off from communication and with no way to summon rescue, itinerant native fishermen spoke no English. Any writing implements had long been lost during the swim for shore, but suddenly the captain remembered Scrimshaw. So, on a coconut, he carved a message. A message concerning the fate of his ship. Carved with a scrap of sharp seashell, he scratched the message on the coconut. It said, quote, Nauru Isle, N-A-U-R-U, Nauru Isle, native nose position and reef, 11 alive, need small boat. And the message was signed only with the marooned captain's last name. The Scrimshaw on coconut was entrusted to a native who in his canoe could perhaps negotiate unnoticed the hostile waters, and he did. That carved coconut brought rescue. And after that, the captain always remembered and appreciated Scrimshaw. He became a collector of Scrimshaw. His several favored pieces, 34 whale teeth and 3 engraved walrus tusks, were prominently displayed in his office after he became President of the United States. And his interest spawned a renaissance of interest in Scrimshaw. Old pieces were retrieved from attics and sold and resold. A new generation of Scrimshanders began to revive and refine the ancient art of Scrimshaw. To this day, valued pieces bring thousands of dollars because an art form which predates Christ was renewed by the shipwrecked captain of the PT-109, John F. Kennedy. Now the rest of the story. President Kennedy's famed fondness for Scrimshaw dated back to his World War II rescue, and it inspired a gift from his wife. She commissioned Scrimshaw artist Milton Delano to engrave a whale's tooth with the presidential seal, and she presented that to him. The art of Scrimshaw will forever be revived and the value of each piece enhanced by the so-called Kennedy Collection. It was a modest collection by most measures, but it included during his last year the single most extraordinary example of that art. And that one piece, the tooth of a whale engraved with the seal of the president, became at once the most valuable and the most unattainable of all examples of the art of Scrimshaw. For it was buried with him. And now you know the rest of the story.